Well, look under the rug or maybe on that hard-to-reach windowsill and you'll find the stuff that's attracting visitors to a quirky Northeast Kingdom gallery this summer. The newest exhibit at the Museum of Everyday Life in Glover is called Dust. VPR's Charlotte Albright recently viewed and tagged along with some visitors from Philadelphia.
This is called a self-service museum, so today, as usual, there's nobody to greet visitors to the small, unheated, unpainted barn with a funky facade just off Route 16, but hand-painted signs give instructions for turning on the lights. As a floor fan whirs beyond a dimly lit doorway framed entirely in a mosaic of pencils, a tall guy sits at a desk bent over a microscope near an explanatory sign headlined, Dust. Under a powerful lens, the stuff of this special exhibit looks like small rocks.
Grade A course, they give you pollen dust, they give you pocket lint, barn dust.
That's Stan Meir. He and his wife, Carolina Mojari, have been visiting Vermont with their 2.5-year-old daughter, Aki, and this is their last stop before heading home. Curator Claire Dolan, she lives next door but is absent today, asked people all over the world to contribute granular matter for this exhibit. In one corner, Carolina marvels at a chunk of dusty brick as she reads the note from the donor.
Dear Museum of Everyday Life, I received your request for dust while in Kathmandu following the recent earthquake. This specimen is part of a brick, the part not turned into dust from the destruction of Sanku, Nepal. Scott Carrier.
Fans of This American Life may know Carrier as a radio producer and podcaster who documented the recent Nepal tragedy. But other exhibitors are decidedly more rooted in the Northeast Kingdom. Stan Meir pauses before a truck windshield suspended from the ceiling and reads the label.
This is on loan from Clark McKenzie of Sheffield, Vermont.
And what are you looking at?
Looking at probably a back window that's covered with dried mud. And it says, wash me, and there's a smiley face, finger written into the dust.
The exhibit moves unpredictably from the cosmic to the comic, from the esoteric to the everyday. There's a giant puppet of a dust mite, and there's a whole wall of the implements invented over the years to eradicate the very thing this museum is celebrating. Stan Meir says peering at dust, pondering human interaction with it, even admiring it, was well worth an hour of vacation time.
You get to look more closely at something that you are usually just annoyed by, and it causes you to slow down and sort of think about the different types of dust. And it actually becomes really interesting and I think kind of stirs the imagination a little bit.
Dust, in its myriad forms, will remain on display at the Museum of Everyday Life near Glover through December from 8 to 8 each day. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.